A real Eskimo Inupiat, Alaskan movie star? Yes, indeed. Ray Mala, a very handsome young man who, after age 14, was pretty much on his own, wound up in Hollywood as a cameraman, but with his looks also became a movie star. Interestingly, in the kind atmosphere of the day, he was not allowed to play any role except non-white acting. He was in South Seas epics featuring Tahiti and other exotic spots. Morgan, a fine writer and journalist, has done her usual thorough job of research. She contacted all known Mala relatives and friends and unearthed the first Hollywood movie made in Sitka, perhaps even Alaska, Rocking Moon, in 1926. Ray's mother was a beautiful woman with an Inupiat mother and prospector father, and was far more interested in the white culture than the Inupiat. She fell in love at an early age with Bill Wise, a would-be miner who'd built a nice trading business in Candle. He left for California before Ray was born. In fact, he knew nothing about him until tracked down years later. Ray's mother married a Swedish trader, John Herbert, and left her son's care to his great-grandmother, a traditional Inupiat, and later to his uncle, a converted Quaker in Kotzebue, who put him in school. However, his grandmother taught him to hunt in the old style, with spears and arrows. He also became quite an athlete, not only in the imported games like football and ice skating, but in the Eskimo games of high kicking and running. All was going well until his mother died in the great flu epidemic, and Herbert married a woman who didn't want him. He walked 100 miles to Nome, alone, hoping for a job. There he ran into film documentary makers and became a cameraman. He did so well that he soon wound up in Hollywood, a most exotic young man, angered by the portrayal of his people in the so-called documentaries that mixed Arctic wildlife footage with the Inupiat shown as primitive, living in caves, eating nothing but raw meat, and muttering their way through life. That inspired him to write a more realistic screenplay, but no one would buy it. He came back up to Alaska with more experienced filmmakers. Real-life adventures ensued in the interior winter, but Ray became an actor and a rather good one. He married in real life, and another very complicated family developed. All in all, this is a most refreshing read for anyone interested in the scene in Hollywood and Mala's place in it in the early to mid-19th century. This spring, the Ray Mala Film Festival is shown around Alaska, celebrating the release of this biography. If you missed it, buy the book and enjoy.